Ideas. We heard Robert Patterson and the American Modern Ensemble. Well, American Modern Ensemble performing works by Robert Patterson. And we heard CAPTCHA, Movement V. We heard Secretary Metadon, and that was from the Winter Songs album.
Alright, I'm going to play a couple things from... I know I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Zbigniew Karkowski, who recently passed away. Couldn't find any of his albums here at the station, but I found a couple compilations with tracks. So this is from a 3-CD compilation called State of the Union 2001. All the tracks in here are a minute long. So we're going to hear a short piece, and then we're going to hear a remix he did for Xenakis. So that's going to be pretty cool. So once again, you are listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Is in the Beat. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Yes, sir, there's nothing like sitting down to enjoy a quiet hour with the radio, particularly when reception is mangled and drowned out or distorted, not only by natural static, but by motors, electric devices, dial telephones, and all those other wonderful things science has given us. But hold on a minute. Did I say science? You really can't put the blame on science. Because after all, besides creating the problem itself of clear, noise-free radio reception, it's also given us the answer to that problem. A new wonder called frequency modulation, better known by the two letters FM.
WCBN FM, Ann Arbor.
Stereo!
Earlier this year, Meyer Vishner, an activist from New York City and a close associate of Abby Hoffman, Phil Oakes, Tom Forcade, Paul Krasner, and Allen Ginsberg donated a large collection of materials to the Joseph A. Labadie Collection at the University of Michigan. The collection consists of correspondence, photographs, posters, flyers, hundreds of LPs, and various other ephemera that Vishner collected during his life. He was active in various social movements and spent years working as a late-night radio host at WBAI in New York. Shortly after Vishner gave away most of his material goods, he took his own life as part of his existential project. The Labadie Collection decided to find a suitable home for the records, one that they think Vishner would have approved of. We at WCBN thank the Labadie Collection for thinking of us. These hundreds of LPs will slowly work themselves into our library.
Gathers is Washtenaw County's food rescue and food bank program. Every day throughout the year, we fight hunger where we live. Call us at 761-2796 to find out how you can volunteer, how you can donate money, how you can donate food. Call us at 761-2796 to find out the role you can play in fighting hunger.
All right, you're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. My name is Paul, and you are listening to The Answer Is in the Beat. It's on every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m., and online at theanswerisinthebeat.net. We just heard it from Tau, just /TAU, also known as Boris Hagenbart, and that was a track called Drone from LP called First/Do. Before that, Bernard Parmigiani, the late great composer, with Points Contra Champs, probably not pronounced like that, from the album De Natura Sonorum, which is a album that was recently reissued on vinyl on the Recollection GRM label. Before that, the just recently deceased Zbigniew Karkowski with Doing by Not Doing, which is from Xenakis Persepolis and Remixes Edition 1, double CD. And then before that, Zbigniew Karkowski with Amazonas from the State of the Union 2001 triple CD compilation. Alright, so it is time for concert information. There's not a whole lot. Saturday, the 14th. Hugh Cornwell from the Stranglers is at Small's at Hamtramck at 8 p.m. So I have to look for... looking on Facebook to see what else is happening in the near future. Friday, December 20th, at the Dreamland Theater, Patrick Elkins is having a zine release party, and Shells and Pine Cones are playing. Sunday, December 22nd, Clay Rendering, AM Shells, and Creode Solstice Show at 1210 North Congress in Ipsy. Thursday, December 26th, Green Velvet, New Agenda, and Bruce Bailey at TV Lounge in Detroit. And Mittenfest is happening at Woodruff's starting on Friday, December 27th, and going pretty much till the end of the year. Looks like Mittenfest, December 27th to 31st. And who we got playing? The 27th, Alexis, Breezy One, Champions of Breakfast. Couple other bands. Saturday, you got Shells, Mexican Knives, Javelins, Jamaican Queens. Sunday is Disinformance, Campanellis, Misty Lynn and the Big Beautiful, Bad Indians, a couple others. Monday, the 30th, Casual Sweetheart, Radiant Marks, Congress, Kickstand Band, Sarah's Good to Me. Tuesday, December 31st, Chit Chat, Frontier Ruckus, a special guest from Detroit. And yeah, so that's Mittenfest, December 27th to 31st at Woodruff's in Ypsilanti. It's a benefit for 826 Michigan. Also, Friday, December 27th, Jib Kidder and Jason Adam Boss at Arbor Vitae. Jib Kidder, of course, always is former WCBN dude. And he is, you know, he always comes to town for the holidays. So if you didn't get a chance to see him last year or any other years he's played, then this is a good time to do that. Also, Friday, December 27th, Detroit Industrial and Void, the show in Trumbull, 4210 Trumbull in Detroit. Who's playing this? Red Hat, Key, Split Horizon, Red Rot, Selected Catalog, Justin Carver, Fluxion AD, and more special guests to be announced. Wish I could go to that, but I'm going to be on the radio doing a 6-hour Best of 2013 show. So that's what I'm going to be doing. This is also pretty cool. New Year's Eve at Tangent Gallery in Detroit, Beat the Box, an Interdimensional New Year, with Tracks, with two X's, BMG, former WCBN dude, and also from Ectomorph and Interdimensional Transmissions. And I'm really excited about this. Outer Space is going to be bringing the new year. Outer Space, of course, is John Elliott from Emeralds and the Spectrum Spools label. And I never got to see Emeralds, and I'm really bummed out about that. So I'm going to go to that show, I think. Because what else am I going to do on New Year's Eve? Yeah. Okay. Other than that... That's basically it. Oh, if you really want to look ahead, Friday, January 10th, there is a juke show at North End Studios in Detroit. DJ Clint, DJ Earl, and Sinistar. That sounds amazing. Because, yeah, juke. It's going to be, looks like it's going to be an all-night crazy show. And Thursday, January 16th, Dark Side, Nico Jarre and Dave Harrington at the Magic Stick in Detroit. Yeah, so stuff to look forward to. And concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:30, 5:30, 8:30, and 11:30. Also at 2:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., 11:30 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday, 5:30 p.m. right here on WCBFM, WCBNFM Ann Arbor, and WCBN.org. So that's what you got for concert information. I'm going to play a track by People Like Us and Ergo Fitzmiz, and I hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned. The answer is in the beat.
She's home. you start, you're already being. She's going to pay you for a fool. Yes, it's true, 'cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks.
Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. Thank you.
Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Isn't a Beat. My name is Paul. I'll be heading out here in a minute. We're hearing new music from Kiln from the new album Meadow Watt, which is out on Ghostly. This is a track called Pine Martin. Before this, we heard Donato Dazzi with Vaporware 07 off of Donato Dazzi Plays Bee Mask. And we started this off with People Like Us and Ergo Fizmiz with Singin' Femme from Don't Think Right It's All Twice. Slipstream Radio's up next. So keep it locked, WCBN FM 8 Arbor.